Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not too much about
sunlight.
Sopranos, I know you tried them. Come on, Sopranos. If you tried them, let me hear you. I tried, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He'll be there right when you need him. He'll be there.
Right
he'll there.
Be there. Jesus,
when you need him, I say, well. Have you tried them, Doc?
Yes, sir.
When you know
yes,
the
sir.
Lord, when you know the Lord, you don't have no problem telling nobody, I tried him, and I know he's all right. Well, it's a beautiful
yes,
thing
sir.
To know that all day long, that we in the body of Christ should know it was Christ who made this thing a reality. We just didn't work out the bed alone. We just didn't drive some of us back and forth from work. It was because of his grace, man. It was him looking down at us and allowing us to still be here today to say thank you for another day. It is an awesome
yeah.
time to be thanking God right now, in season and out of season. What do I mean by that, Real?
Yes, sir. When you're popular among some and out of season. Well, you know, Pastor told us long ago, it's only two times you can praise the Lord. When you feel like it and when you don't. Praise the Lord.
You know, I love about it a little bit more, Real. I love about it because mm-hmm. now I know. See, when John got to see the things he seen while mm-hmm. penning this, man, it took a whole lot, man. It took a whole lot. You know, in Revelation chapter 21, preferably we'll begin at verse 9.
Yes, sir.
You know, and we often say that when we come in, you know, we don't mind starting it off with prayer, you know, because, you know, mm-hmm. we live in a time that prayer is essential. You know, we don't do this thing without moving, without God. We don't try to do anything in what we call the ministry. You know, we don't do nothing without God. We want God to have His way. Where it started out with the speaker, where it started out with the one who's receiving it. We just wanted to take our time and let you know that God cares. He cares. And you know,
yes, He does.
If you just have a heart and say, Lord, whatever you do in this season, don't do it without me. If it's healing, mm-hmm. I want to be healed. If it's deliverance,
that's
right. I want to be delivered. If it's showing more love, Lord, I don't want you to move in tears. Like he said, Jacob said, I don't want to move in tears. He blessed me. But we live in that. We believe that the Holy Spirit is moving on, and I love how He does that. I love how He tries it and moving in our life, because we know, you know. I don't know. We have some technical difference. If you can hear me good, and if,
mm-hmm.
let me know, Rev. Can you hear me good?
Yes.
I got
yes,
text.
There's
a lot of noise. I got text that says a lot of noise. Did you hear a lot of noise?
Oh, I don't hear any noise, man. Yeah, it sounds quiet to me, man.
Okay, then. Okay, just making sure before we get too far in the list. You know, our aim is today. You know, this ministry is called God's Plan. The brethren named this ministry when we first started it out, and everybody that's been around God know what is this plan: salvation for every man.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation. And we creeped up in Revelation, Revelation 9. We believe that we're living in a time we call eschatology, you know, the
mm-hmm.
end time. We believe that we need to let you know the whole Bible, you know. We don't just
mm-hmm.
put something to try to have you thinking that the only thing we talk about and the only thing we try to convey to you is something to soothe your mind. Well, we kind of come from the spiritual realm, man. We want you to know that God is getting so close to us, and it's getting really close. You can see how, if you've been watching the news, how Israel is going what it's going through right now. Israel going through a lot right now, and God knows that we believe from the bottom of our heart that Israel is what God looked down on. For I know I need this here. I need to understand that the power of God is peace. You know what I'm talking about? But it's going to be some times in Israel life that we've seen they go up, Reverend, and they go down.
Mm-hmm.
And right
yeah.
now, it's you can tell it's getting close for God to get here, because look how he's doing. It's been over 50 years that it has attacked like this. It says, like, if you look at it, it's on a scale like 9-1-1 when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're retaliating right now. And you know, we believe, Reverend, and we just really believe that when they make this peace treaty, you know, when they make it, we believe that's going to start building up the temple. And building in the temple,
mm-hmm.
we believe what Scripture tells us that there's 7 years. And when it's complete, now our days and times are different from God. Trust me, I know this. But when
mm-hmm.
it's completed, we believe that's when you're going to see what we're seeing. We're reading the Bible right now, John. This
right.
new heaven, this new Jerusalem. You know, you have to understand. If you don't get in the church where they teach in the Word, if you don't get in the church where they really write it about the Word, you'll miss something. You know, and
yes.
I like. She was singing and said, we know too much now. We know too
mm-hmm.
much about him now. We know too much about him right now. Tell me a little bit about it, Rev, before we get into the lesson.
Yes, sir. Reality is here and has done set in. You know, the handwriting is on the wall. You know, we've been talking about this eschatology, the last days, and God is really fulfilling it for his people. The scripture is true when it said he would have his ear, let him hear. And that's what it is, the talk is. We're trying to deal with that spirit, man. See, because the adversary knows the truth as well. And if he can get you not to believe, then you slip into that great falling away. But that's why we're trying to instill in your heart, believe this word that we teach unto you. Accept it to be true. And then when you apply it to your life, then it will govern yourself accordingly. But we thank him. We thank him. I know no man knows the day or the hour, but the watchman, if you're watching. You see, that's the difference. Those children of God, they're going to hear his voice. And he will not let us be blind by anything, because when we're watching, we're paying attention to the signs of the time. Praise the Lord.
Yes. That's beautiful, man. Just, and then we go, before we go, if anybody that need prayer, anybody wants something, before we get in started, we can pray right now, and ask God to come and bless you with it, because we believe in prayer over here. We believe God can move some things. It was a time that a man, he couldn't get around. He had some friends and carried him to this we would call a revival, and comparing it with Jesus was preaching. They couldn't get in, so they tore the roof off and lowered them down. And Jesus told them that by your faith, it's doing what you just did. He told them, take up the bed and start walking.
Mm-hmm.
We can pray for one another like that. We believe God will hear prayer. We're just crazy enough to believe that he will answer a prayer. But then also, if you just want someone to just pray for you, you don't have to tell us your business. You can give it to God. But then if you want to wait till later on after the sermon or the lesson, can do that too. Whatever touches your heart, we just thank God for it. Remember, we always thank God for the ministry, man. Thank God for how he's been blessing us, man, just trying to do this ministry, man. Let's go and get it started.
Yeah,
you want to pray right now?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this gathering. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time that you've given us. We ask, Father, for forgiveness for sins, things we know of and the things we know not of, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand and be clear to us the word that you have for us, Father God. Let the word go through. Let it have a free course, Father God. Bind any hindering spirits, Father, any spirits of doubt or disbelief or questionable, Father God. But let your word, hallelujah, go forth, Father God, in truth, because we read in these very scriptures that your word is faithful and true, Father God. So we thank you for it. Thank you for the belief, Father God, that you've given unto us. Thank you for the clarity that you have revealed to us, Father God, in this book, oh, Father God, of instructions for your Christians. Now we ask, Father God, let us apply this word with love and grace. In the name of Jesus, we humble hearts to accept with acceptable spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you in advance for blessing those that sit in the shut-in, Father, even some that are weak and heavy laden, Father God. Each and every one of our special needs, Father God, give that unto us, Father God. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the glory, the honor, how in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I thank God always for that Holy Spirit and the prayer, man. I just thank him for what he done already and what he's about to do.
Yeah.
Man, we just know that he know how to visit, man, And I love the scripture, man. We're finna get into some things. John had penned after seeing the New Jerusalem. I don't know if God ever visited you and showed you some things, but we know right now that he will show you something if you get close enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not scared, Watch it, Rebbe. If you're not scared to turn it all over to him, he will.
That's
he will visit you. I know he will. He will. Well, I'm talking about, I'm not saying you're gonna live perfect. I'm not saying you gotta live like you. He never did no wrong and ain't gonna do no wrong. We know that's a lie, and he knows a lie.
Yeah.
But it's something about once you start making a change in your life. It's something about when you start getting closer to the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? It's something about that because it's an opportunity to get to know the man now. You know what I'm talking about? And I know it's gonna be more when we see him. I know it's gonna be more because the angels, they rejoice. The 24 elders, they rejoice. The beast is rejoicing by looking at him right now as we speak. I know it's we cannot wrap our mind around the Reverend. We can't wrap around our mind on what he's got in store for us. We try.
Yes, sir.
We know we missing it. We know we missing it. That's why John got to see the vision. And with him seeing this vision, we're going to try to be careful to go through it. And let's see what he said about these visions.
Yes,
Revelation chapter 9 and Revelation chapter 21, verse 9.
Yes, sir.
21 and 9. Is that right about it? I'm still there.
That's it.
Here we go.
That's it, man.
Let me do this here, just to give us a little foundation. Let's back up and get some. Just go back this to the 6, and we're gonna come on in. Watch this. He said, and he said unto him, I'm in verse 6. He said, and he said unto me, it is done, and Omega, beginning, and the end. That's what he said, right? I will give unto him that is athirst, and the fountain of the water of what? Life freely. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He that overcome shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and it what? And shall be my son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, but be fearful, unbelievable. He said, abominably. Look what he said. Murder, whoremonger, sorcerer, adultery, all liars shall have the part in the lake of burning with fire, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and brimstone, which is the second death. And this is how we get into the vision after John seen it, and God told him to pen this, and he wrote it down. Now, look what happened. Everybody's not going to make it. That's what he's telling us. Everybody's not going to get in here. But the ones who come, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the ones who take time out, you know what I'm talking about, and make a conscious effort out of their own mouth, my brothers and sisters. I can't go to God for you. You know what I'm talking about? We have to go by our own self. The Bible teaches us that one thing, we have to be really, really simplistic with this. We got to make it so so simple that anybody can hear. God want to hear from you. Can I say it like that?
Yeah.
He want to hear that you believe that God raised his son up. That's what the scripture said. Do you believe that God raised him from the dead? You have to believe that. You know. And once you do that, the scripture said you are saved. He said, then he said, with the heart, man says that you got to come from the heart now. Then he had to confess with his tongue. So we can show you the way. We can show you in the Bible, but it has to come from you and your heart to accept him. Now watch what we're there. Now when we're there, it starts changing you. It starts changing how you talk. It starts changing how you walk. It starts changing how you do things. You start correcting yourself. Now I'm going to tell you something. People say it's so boring. It's too many do's and nots and all this here and that. And I'm telling you, once you get the Lord in your heart, them things go away.
Yes.
You don't even worry about the eggs, what they call you walking on, and needles, and you might step and get in your little toes or something. Let me tell you about right down here. We all have falling short of God. We all have came short of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Now one of us can sit here and say he never did got in front of God. I've been perfect all the way, God. He know. He know. None of us can sit there and say we're perfect. None of us. You know what? It wouldn't been no need for him to even come. Why I'm standing right
come
here.
Come on now.
It's imperative that you hear what I'm saying. It's
that's right.
I want to try to be real careful when I tell you this here, that he said the whoremonger's not going to get in there. And he didn't say some liars. He said all liars. You know, they can fix it how they want to. but we can look at it, he said, I'm giving it to you freely. You know, you got it if you're thirsting for it. You can get it. You know, you know how you can be thirsty for a drink? Think about how you just take that and make it symbolic and that you want God in your life, that you really want to walk with the King. You really want him to let the Son, that when you stand before him, the S-O-N will be in front of you because of the blood. It won't be nothing. I want to be real plain. Don't let nobody take that Bible and beat you up, because we all got to look at that Bible. We all got to judge out that Bible. Because if you think, because you know four scriptures, that you're going to get in before me, the devil is a lie. You know why? Because he did it. The day I accepted him, that's when it happened. Now, the process is that we teach this, my brothers, we teach it. To get in the church where they're teaching God's word, where they're writing that by God's word, and not worrying about your feelings, but worrying about your spiritual man. That soon that you'll see in the latter days, you'll start seeing it was worth the while. Help me, Holy Spirit. It was worth that where you start, because every one of us on this phone, you hear our voice right now, we didn't start where we are right today. We had to learn. We had to crawl. We had to bump our heads. And watch this here. It might have hit the curve today. Now, I'm going to get into that. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't think I am.
Come on, man. Come on.
You know, because when we read this latter part, now when you read scripture, right, they got different parts of the scripture. This is what we will call the D clause. Watch how this, I'm going to read this, I'm going to go on and get it. He says, shall have the parts in the lake would burn with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I'm going to give you this because I'm going to be careful when I tell you this. The second death is not for a believer. Help me, Holy Spirit. The second death is not for the believer. It is for the people outside of God. Now, accepting him as Lord of their life. It's not for us. Amen. Help me, Holy Spirit. For us who have already accepted him, you would not be judging in this judgment here. This is for the one is in that, remember we talk about them books, the one the books of the word, they will be judged. If you say you believe that God raised his son, and watch this, and I know it takes a little bit more than that, but I want to give you this here. The Bible said you are saved. That's what the Bible said, not Eric, not Reverend Henry, not Reverend Williams, but the Bible said you are saved. Now, who is up to kick you out of heaven? We ain't got a heaven there, are you? When it's all said and done, we
make
got to stand before the Maker. We got
make
to stand before the Maker. And I'm going to say this. You know, I know you hear people, but I'm telling you, I'm so glad God didn't give up on me.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen.
I'm so glad because people will just throw you out there and lose you, but God will still be there patient. Still be there patient. Have you ever went to God and you went to God, you know, even in his correction, that you know that you feel love? I feel love when I turn back around to it, because I know this is what the Bible, what John was seeing, it's real. I believe it's real. I believe everything in the Bible is real. Now watch this here. He said, then, he said, and there came unto me one, watch this here, of the seven angels, which had a seven bowl full of seven last plagues, and talked with me and said, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and the Lamb, wife. Oh, this is some good stuff here, y'all. I'm telling myself to sit down a little bit because I get happy because I've already read it about a few times, my brothers and sisters. But let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
To know, that, see, people, they get it twisted by how God used angels, right? God,
come on.
Every time God used the angel, it was to minister to people, to get the people that he was getting them a task to do. He is ministered to them. If you're careful with me, if you got a Bible, if you don't, put this in your margin. Can y'all ride with me, preachers? Let's go forward right there, Luke 4 right quick. Look what happened over here in Luke 4. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to see what I'm talking about, ministry. You know, even Jesus got ministered to. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When you read the Bible, now look how the devil did him. He took him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
One scripture says, let me rush through the reading you got on mine. Look what the scripture said. He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil taking him up unto a high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world of a moment in time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give thee in the glory of them, for that was delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I laugh because he thinking he's going to give him something that he already owned. But hold up. Now, stay with me.
Yes,
come on now.
If thou therefore will worship me, all shall thou be thine. Look what here. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me.
Yeah.
I'm in the book, y'all. He said, get thee behind. He said, me, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
But it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Is that in the book, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I brought him up to Jerusalem. I like this here. And I brought him up to Jerusalem and set him on a pedestal. Right? Look at this here. Of a temple and said unto him, if thou, the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But it is written, he should give his angel charges over thee to keep thee. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, in thy hand thou shalt what? Bear thee up. Lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He's telling me, because see, we know where the book is, right? He just left some stuff out of the scripture over the psalm, but he trying to twist the word. See, the devil knows the word, right? But he trying to twist what the word was talking about, Jesus. And Jesus told him right here, and Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said. And when he said, thou should not tempt the Lord God. I'm in the book, y'all.
My God.
Now, the devil doing all this now. He's doing this now. Look what he said. And the devil had ended all temptation. Watch this, y'all. And he what? Depart from him for a season. As I'm still in the book. He depart from him from a season. If the devil took Jesus all over these places. Now, some of us, he probably got us with the first saying to worship him. You know?
Come on.
But Jesus said, nobody should worship but one God. And he said in the beginning what God said, we should worship him and only. Now, I love the book. I'm going to tell you what I love about the book. Even John saw this, and he knew it because Jesus was speaking at the latter part and teaching them this. But John get to see something in a spiritual realm that a lot of people haven't seen, my brothers and sisters. Some of us, God has taken us out of our body and let us see something. But Jesus had got through fasting and for 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil tempted him, but he didn't what? He didn't what? Sin. He didn't fall into the temptation of the devil, but I like that latter part. The devil left with a season. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The devil left with a season. Don't you know sometimes, brothers and sisters, the devil going to leave?
Come on.
Don't you know he's going to come and he's going to leave and he's going to come and he's going to leave?
Mm-hmm.
The time you put your guards down, he jumps up.
Come on.
Every time you think you're all right, you feel like you didn't cross your T's and dot your I's, that devil eats right back in there and try to shoot. Now, watch this now. I might be wrong, but where is John? He's on the island, right? A pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong now. Isn't he locked up? he's looking at all this here. See, you can be in some strange places. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And keep your faith in God. God will visit you there.
Say that.
He didn't got taken. Now the angels can come and minister with him. One of the seven was one of the angels ministered. Now this we would believe be the last one, the last vision that he was going to get. Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, I know I'm right about it. He let them see it. Then he told them, come here. Because I'm going to use layman terms. Y'all don't mind, y'all. He's not come to them, but come here and let me show you the bride. in the Lamb.
Yeah.
In his wife. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he carried me away in the Spirit. Here we go, y'all. Now, don't miss this. He said he carried me away in the Spirit. Don't miss that now. And he carried me away in the who, y'all?
In the Spirit.
In the Spirit. I want you to come on with me.
Spirit.
And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain. Remember what happened a while ago when the devil did to Jesus? Right? He took him to the pedestal. He put him on a high mountain and told him to jump off a mountain. he said the angels are going to have charge of him. But look what happened here, though. Look what Angel showed him. He took him, he showed him, and he showed me a great city, a holy a descending out of what? Heaven from God.
Heaven from God.
He said, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most what? Precious. Like a jasper.
Jasper.
He said, jasper stone. He said, clear as crystal. If you don't get nothing, I'm trying to be calm for you. I'm trying to be calm when I'm doing this here. But if you don't get nothing else, can you imagine all your life you've been walking this earth? Now God and move you out of your natural body and put you in a spiritual realm and allow you to see something that you have never seen in your life. And when he starts seeing them, he starts showing him this is New Jerusalem. And when he starts seeing them that, he said it started descending from heaven. And I don't know about you, if you ain't got that yet, just to know God is coming to the earth. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Just to know God is finna touch this earth. Just to know him, to sanctify him, finna touch this earth. Excuse me for a minute, y'all. I'm just going to detour and I'm going to come back. Come here, the children of Israel, and they told Moses, we don't want you no more. Give us room.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk to God face to face. Tell him, see the Almighty. We want to talk to him face to face. And Moses said, okay. Let me keep it practical, y'all. He said, okay. He said, then he went and told the father, and the father told him, okay, well, meet me at the mountain. They got to the foot of the mountain, at the foot, and they started hearing the thunder, and they started hearing the lightning, and they turned back to Moses and all. They said, no, Moses. What did he say to Mike?
He got scared.
Amen. I don't know what God got to do. You understand that you don't want to see him without Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
You do not want
to get in God's presence without Jesus. I don't care how good you are and how good you've been. We have to be in. Jesus has to be all over. Somebody asked a question one time. Hey, Reverend, who is Jesus? Who is these over in chapter 7? Let me do a little preaching. Let me back up a little bit. Let me back up the Revelation for a minute. He asked a question. Look at this. 7 and 13, Revelation, right? 7 and
That's
13.
Right.
Look what he said. He asked a question, Brother Mike. He said, if one of the elders, said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? Which cometh down? Look what he said. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said, these are they which what came out the great tribulation
great
and have washed their robes and made them white and what with the blood of Lamb. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Every time I know about the spiritual realm, because that's what this is, right? He said they were washed with the blood. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody ain't got on board yet. They were washed with the blood. And being washed with the blood, the scripture said, therefore they were before the throne of God, serving him day and night in his temple, and sit on the throne, should they dwell among them, and they should hunger no more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Neither thirst anymore. Neither, look what he said, should the sun light on them. Here we go, y'all. And in heat for the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, should feed them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Them.
And should lead them unto the living fountain of water.
Living
and
fountain.
Should what? He said, nothing else but the living fountain of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That's
yeah.
why I want to,
yeah.
I want you to understand the transition happening right now. Now Paul get to, I mean, now John get to see this, and he started naming what he was seeing. He said it was like a precious stone. He said it was so precious, it was even like a jasper, you know, a stone. It was clear and crystal. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So we believe that was what, it was transparent, you know. You could just almost see through it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And we know that when we look at jewelry, when we look at certain stones, when it's been prepared and clean, hey, brothers and sisters, this is how God's getting us ready right now. He's
That's
getting
right.
us
Come
ready
on now, make it
right
plain.
Now. He's cleaning us up right now because we are that wife he's coming to get. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
are the wife he's coming to get. And let me tell you again, it was the blood.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing. Let me preach myself. But it was nothing yesterday or yesterday that we were so great. He allowed us to be here right now, walking
yeah.
through his scripture, walking in his presence,
yeah.
because it. See, you're not going to understand God unless you're in the spirit.
Yeah.
You cannot take your intellect and think you're going to learn God with that. With your ABCs, my brothers and sisters, you got to get out the spirit. You have to pray to God and say, God, watch this here. Now, my brother's going to understand this here. Lord, I must decrease. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I can increase. You know, and when we say that, we mean that. I don't want you just, I know you hear my voice. I know you hear my voice, but trust in the message. Trust in the message.
Mm.
It is from God. God is in
yes.
the midst of it. When you know
yeah.
that you know that you know, you didn't transition from the flesh to the spirit. I want to say it like this. Can I say it anyway? There's no word
yeah.
put with it. Jesus gave John some words, right? He told him to write it because he said it is true and faithful. So when Jesus told him to write it, it was faithful and true. He know our heart. He know our attention. Can you imagine John writing this down? And he said, well, don't write it, John. It's true.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, you can write it and book it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine? Talk with me now. Walk with me, man. Walk with me. He said, and had a wall, a great wall, high.
Yeah.
12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. He said, name is written thereon, which was name of the 12 tribes in the children of Israel. Help me, Holy Spirit. And on, I'm going to pause because I got to give you a little something. He said, on the east. Well, he said, on the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, what? 3 gates. Is that still there? 3 gates. Look what happened now. Let me stop here. I got to deviate, y'all. Y'all put your finger right there. If you can't ride with me, just put it in your margin. Go to John 19. Go to John 19. Because I'm going to give you something. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you something. I'm coming. John 19, right? Pilate had a chance to let Jesus go.
Hey!
He had a chance to let Jesus go. His wife told him this man had innocent blood. Ain't no wrong with this man. And he tried to go over there and wash his hands, and they told him, they put the guilt trip on him, my brother. He said, ain't you a friend of who? Caesar? You know, you know you got to do this here. But I studied something. My brother, I want y'all to hear me. I studied some. This is why I went to this scripture. I want to step out on faith when I read this here. I want you guys to understand when I read this. Pilate did something, and I believe he washed his hands. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what Pilate did. Pilate did in 19. Look what he did now. And Pilate wrote a title. Oh, help me. Ooh, Jesus. He said, Pilate wrote a title and put on the cross, and he written the, what he said he write was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. You hear what I said? Just to say this title did read many of the Jews, but the place where Jesus was crucified, nigh to the what city? It was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Now stay with me now.
Mm-hmm.
This said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate. Watch this now. Write not. That's what he said. This is up in the book, y'all. Write not that the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am the king of the Jews. Now watch this here. Pilate, this is why I said, this is why I want you to understand what I'm saying. Pilate answered, and what he said, I have written. That's what he said. Now, I believe that right there, clean whatever he did just then. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I have written what I have written. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did y'all see that?
Come on, now.
I want to stress the understanding of that. That's what I want to do. I want to stress the understanding of that.
That's your belief.
So, amen. That's right, Doc. If Pilate wouldn't have did that, I believe he was finished. But Pilate did something in faith. He went against the popularity thing and said, no, I'm not taking this off of here. Can I paraphrase that, y'all? I'm not taking this off of here because he is the king of the Jews.
It's recognized.
Is that right about it? Is that right about it? Is that still right about it? You brothers ever looked at that, what I've written? They try to tell him what to write. And he said, no. Can I say, y'all? No, I've written what I've written. That's why I want to know, like, Eve back over here with these gates had the names on it. It had the names of the what?
What they say. A king recognizes a king.
There you go, Doc. There you go. And I love that because when you can expel yourself. See, when you in the ministry, you got to hear God's voice. When you preach it and teach it. God will reverse some things in your lesson to let you, because it might be somebody have some. One time Jesus had to stop and make it more plainer to him. Help me, Holy Spirit. He gave him a parable, and they asked him. He said, "Well, can you explain it to us a little bit more?" And he said, "I'm gonna make it more plainer." He said that seed who came by and throw that was the devil. He just went on playing out and said that it wasn't just a certain person came by and threw a seed out. He said there was the devil who threw the seed out. See, that's why in Revelation, we try to open up to it so you can understand what he's saying. So we use another scripture to confirm some things with it. This is why I love the scripture because, see, the Bible is right. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible is right, and every man must be alive if he's not in the Word of God, if he's not using the Word. He don't want you up there like you philosophize. He wants you being there, the writing of the Bible, the Word in truth.
Yeah.
Well, let me back up. Make sure I got that right. He said, we should study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman should not be ashamed. But writing the Bible, the Word in truth. So when you're writing the Bible, the Word in truth, you have to study. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You have to maybe get a few books to open up to understand what you're trying to convey in that time of that hour. Because I still believe what the Holy Spirit is saying. I still believe the scripture here. Y'all might not believe this. Y'all might ain't read it in about a couple of years. Let me read it for you anyway since you ain't read it. He told them this, my brother. He said, these things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave you. And look what he said, ye, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it. He said unto you, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Let what? Neither let it be afraid. Why? Keep the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit will teach you. But you got to read, church. You got to give him the book for him to teach you. You got to give him to help you along in the study. You got to ask God for the discerning of what you read. So, but then the Holy Spirit will teach you that. And then that's why we ask, if you can't get understanding, get somewhere where they're teaching the word. Get somewhere where someone writing by the word and helping your spiritual man, not your flesh, but the spiritual man. John got to see this, and when he got to see this wall, see, this wall was a huge wall. Oh, I'm still over. I done went back to Revelation, y'all. Y'all pray for me. And this wall was so huge. If y'all don't mind, can I just dab with the wall a little bit? I started thinking about him standing there and looking at this and seeing these three gates in the east, three gates in the north, three gates in the south, three gates in the west. And let me run my little mind. I'm just gonna do this with my mind. You don't have to trust what I'm just gonna tell you. I believe one for the Father. I believe one for the Son. And I believe one for the Holy Ghost. I just believe that now. And I believe he has people there, the angels there, so people could come in. And it was standing guard there. But I believe they had Jesus and the Father and the Son with them there. So this wall, if you go back and look at it, if you go back, it's like a 1,500 miles long. Help me, Holy Spirit. 1,500 miles long. And then I like how it is. And then you add it up, it's 1,500 miles in height. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then you add this up, it's up to 2,250,000 long in height and build. So John got to see this. Can you imagine where we're going to be at? Can you imagine when we get to sit inside of this big, huge. Somebody said, "Well, that sounds like that's gonna be kind of mega like. They gonna see some kind of mega there." Well, I want to tell you, see, man got a number. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He can probably count. But we read in Revelation, you just back up a little bit. Revelation tell that there were so many there you couldn't count, Reverend. It was so many there you couldn't even put a number on it. I can imagine how huge this place is gonna be. In century, we've been waiting on it because he's been building. And building, you know, if I could just bag up, he said he was going to do something. I couldn't just bag up this and let you understand what I'm talking about. John is one of my favorite books. I just read a little portion out of John, but I really like when he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God." He said, "Believe also in me." He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." Somebody
many said, mansions.
But let me use the King James Version. Many mansions. He said, "If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again." Hear me, Holy Spirit, and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you might be also. And whether I go, you know the way. I don't know how you're going to fix that, but let me fix it like this. God is preparing it, and John gets to see this. He gets to see this in the spiritual realm. Remember when I told you the angel took him and told him, "Come hither." Before he took him, he had to transition out this physical body to see this. The natural body couldn't see this here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when seeing this here, it was so huge. And we believe there was like a gut fix. Can I make it plain, y'all? It was like something. Mm-hmm. It was a big old open over past there that you couldn't go in and you couldn't come out. But he could see it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it was so large enough that God let him look at it. All the rules in there, and let them get to see how it was going to be. I don't know how you're going to enjoy this, but I'm enjoying it by just reading it right now. That the book says the wall was great and high, and 12 gates around it, and the gates had 12 angels there, and the names written thereon, which the names of the 12 tribes and the children of Israel. And I want to pause there and let you know that's why I want to talk about the Jesus on his cross, and they put him on it. Jesus was the King of Nazareth over all. They didn't want to know him there like that because he didn't want to be king of the Jews. But I want to tell you, when the end of the day, look what he said. On each one of these gates, you're going to see the what? On what? The 12 tribes of Israel. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could fix your mind to thinking about any other thing than the persecution that they went through, that God is going to lift them up so they can be able to see what everybody passed by and see their name on each one of these gates. Help me, Holy Spirit. And we believe that's a what? Jacob's kids. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And we believe, and when you look at this here, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when you start imagining what John was seeing at this time, it in the natural mind, you can't comprehend this, but in the spiritual mind, you know it's real. See, you got to believe whatever is in the script. You can't take stuff away from God's word. Because we keep reading, we'll find out, we're going to get that part later on, that he don't want you adding to his word, and he don't want you taking away from his word. Now, you can make the word so it can be more understanding, that you can break it down a little bit, but not taking the meaning away from it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on, man.
And make it so simple, so anybody can understand, but also don't take the meaning away from the scripture. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what I love about when he starts dealing with the 12, the walls. Let me verse 14. That the walls of the city had 12 foundations, and the name of the 12 apostles and the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the walls thereof. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the city lies, four squares in the length and the larger of the breed. And he measured the city with the reed and the 12,000 in the length of the breed of the height. It was what? Equal. I gave you the measure a while ago.
Equal.
And the measure of the wall was thereof of 144 cubits. He said, according to the measure of the man, that is of the angel. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you, I just gave you this. You can't even imagine when you start adding, when you start really doing the math. So I did the math on it. I told you it was 1,500 miles long and wide in height. And the tower was, the highest point was 1,500 miles. And you add this up, that's 2 million, Doc. 2 million and what? Is that 200 and 250? And I started looking at that. Can you imagine him looking at all this here? I don't know if you ever been in a service when the service is real high. I don't know if you ever been in somewhere when the Holy Spirit just really just transitioned and you could feel the power of God in this situation. This brother was in that kind of mode. John was right there at the point that most of us would never have come back to see this here.
Yeah.
Oh, help the Holy Spirit. To see what John got to see and to come back and depend this was that took a lot. I've been in the service so much that when the worship is going on, my brothers and sisters, where the word has been run for, all you can do is this what? Open the doors of the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then you just stand back, because God has visited the church. Somebody said, when do you stand back? When you know in your heart that God is visiting the church, and when God is inside the church, when he starts moving on the people, not just because they hollering, help me, Holy Spirit, because when God really comes in, help me, Holy Spirit, you find people want to repent. When God's really in the midst, you find God, people want to get on their knees. You'll find people in and face to the earth, and they're not worthy even look up. When God really comes in, you find people say, Father, I stress my hand to thee. No other help. Yeah. I know. You know, they put their head back, and they start say, Lord, if you withdraw your hand from me, where will I go? Have you ever had God withdraw his hand from you? Have you ever God that just stop a moment in your life and just held back some things, and you just felt his presence move? Somebody know what I'm talking about. And you start crying for the Lord. Lord, don't leave me right here. And I want to tell you something. God loved us so much that he allow us to he back off of, he allow us to repent. I don't know, have you ever been convicted?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever been so present that you, when you feel him moving away. Somebody said, well, he moved away because sin. But I want to say this here. Because of your sin, God allowed you to repent because it's present there. One man did something to us, and he taught us this. And I love using this all the time because I believe Isaiah was a man of God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I believe Isaiah, he had an experience from God. And every time I read this, my brother, it stay, he said in the year that King Uzziah, if you want to pronounce it, he said that I saw also the Lord sitting up on the throne, high and lifted up in the, watch this, in the train filled the temple. And above it stood a seraphim. Each one had six wings. And with two, he covered his face. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And with two, he covered his feet. And with two, he flew. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. I'm in the book, y'all. He said the whole earth is full of his glory. Ooh, Jesus. He said the whole earth is full of his glory. In the post, now, nigga, I don't know how you could just, I don't know how folk could be in church and be still, you know, talking about when the word has been read and when the preached word has been moved. He said, when sin is, and when sin the praise, he said the host, the Lord of hosts, the whole earth was full of his glory. The post of the door moved at the voice of his cry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And was filled with smoke. Let me stop there. I'm going to keep reading, though. But let me stop there. Have you ever been in a service when God just really moved into the church and the people just couldn't be still? You know, it ain't just that you did something. It's because Jesus came in there and he touched someone hard and said, see, sometimes God had to take us back to remember us when we really used to praise him. When we didn't have no piano. And when we didn't have no but the wood on the floor. And everything, you hear some sister over in the corner and saying, my. And some deacon sit his head back and said, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Hey, that probably didn't work to you. And he said, I love the Lord. That probably didn't work for you. You know what he did to you?
He heard my cry.
Oh, help me, Lord. Must Jesus bear this cry? Let me transition out here. Then, this is what I love about the scripture. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm of a man with unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people with unclean lips, for my eyes have seen, the King, the Lord of hosts. I don't know where you're at now, but let me tell you something. When the Spirit's really in there, and Isaiah got to see this, and he was giving us his convert, his regeneration. He was telling us how when he seen God, it was Uzziah had died. He remembered that day. He said he seen God in heaven, and he saw all the angels worshiping, and the smoke was all in there. I don't know where you're at tonight when you really seen God that changed your life. I remember what I was when I changed my life, but Isaiah remembered, and he started pitching it, and just God's voice made the doorpost move. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And the angel still said, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you got to get to just move. Some people move because they get an automobile. Some people move because they get a house. Some people move because they get a dog. But I move because he saved my soul.
Nah.
I move because he saved my soul. Because this stuff is temporary. Now, I know that's tangible. And that's a material thing. I know there's a home getting prepared for us. And one day we're going to get to see that home. Excuse me for a minute. He said, then flew one of the seraphim unto me, and having a live coal in his hand, in which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar, and he laid it up on my mouth and said, lo, watch this now. This said, he said, touch thy lips, and thy iniquity was taken away, and thy sin is purged. If you don't get nothing else, if you haven't reached the time, if you have sin in your life, and you hear God come in, and he's counseling to your heart, because that's what he did with. He ain't worried about that outside. He's coming from the inside, because now he done got Brother Isaiah from the inside, and he saw something, and he wanted to change. And he said, I've been around people doing wrong, and I've been doing wrong. And God took that angel and told him to go get a coal and put it on his tongue. Have God ever touched your tongue? Have God ever touched your heart? Have God ever put something in you that say, I don't want to do it anymore? See, for God to use you, because he's going to use Isaiah now. For him to use you, he had to change it, brothers and sisters. He didn't make him perfect, but what he did, he had him. See, if any minister, pastor who is leading God's church and never had a story, has never had a story, has never been through something. I'm going to tell you now,
yeah.
I beg to call it a little bit, because the calling has to have some, it had to have some scars there. It had to have some wounds there. It had to have been some things in life. Now, mine might be different from yours,
yeah.
but what it does for me, I'm like it keeps me humble to know that what I went through and God still allowed me to
preach
this word, to teach to stand and compromise. What I said, don't even compromise with his word, because he did what he did. After all of that, my brothers and sisters, know what he said? He said, also, I have heard the voice saying, Lord, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? This is Here am I. Send me. God been sending some people out here. The Bible said the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. Somebody said, I see churches everywhere. I see people preaching everywhere. I see people teaching everywhere. But we found out there's a north gate. It's a south gate. It's an east gate. It's a west gate. We believe what the scripture said until it reached north, south, east, and west. And this when he started coming this way. Because we believe that God said it will be a great falling away. And we believe that the Antichrist, he's tipping his head out there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You see how Israel going right now? He's tipping his head out right now. That's why we got to, we can't be preaching this candy stuff. We can't be preaching this Kool-Aid stuff. We got to tell it like it, even if it cut us up. Even if it tear us up, we still have to tell it. Because why, help me, Holy Spirit. Why we, I got something I love to read. And sometimes I read it after. If you got a King James Version like me, but let me read this. I love it when I read it sometimes. And it says Hebrew 4:12. I love when I read it sometimes. And I like how it reads. I don't mind if I read it real quickly. He said the word of God is alive. It's powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. It exposes our innermost in thoughts and desire. Brothers and sisters, when you hear the word like he just did, and we have, and if you've been converted and changed, it wasn't just a song. It has to be the word. The word is what's going to keep you. The Bible said we should sanctify ourselves in the word. The Bible tells us when we do this, it helps us in time like this, Reverend. It helps us in time like we got going on right now. Because you can't lean on that Kool-Aid stuff. Because Kool-Aid stuff will get you feeling good just while you're there. But when you're there with somebody talking about your innermost, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, somebody dealing with your deep sin that nobody know but God, then you hear that preacher say, I don't know why I'm over here. You hear that teacher say, I don't know why I'm over here, but I got to stay there because God must be speaking to someone. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. Y'all been around a little while. That's what done. Get this self ready so we can do what we do right now, tell you about what's going to happen right now. Now, there are some stones here. Y'all be careful with these words. I'm going to give them to you, though. Yeah, there are some stones here that God let us see. And look what he said over here in verse 16. In the city lies four squares in length and large and brief of the measure of the city of the reed. And 12,000 furlong and length of the brief of the height of are equal. He said, in measure of the wall thereof in 144 cubits according to the measure of the man that is of the angel. Help me. He said, I'm getting this from him now. I'm trusting what he's saying. According to what he said, this is what it is, you know. He said, in the building of the wall, it was what? Of jasper. Help me.
Of jasper.
And the city was pure gold. Oh, help me. If we don't get nowhere, look what he said. He said it was jasper. And it was what? Pure gold. It was like unto a glass. And like unto a glass. And I'm going to be careful when I tell you, when you look at something and say crystal, like a rock, it was green in color, like, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's sparkling. I mean, he get this, help me, Holy Spirit. He get to see something, but all of which we can see right now. He getting to see something in the spiritual realm that no one can even draw it up, Doc. But he giving us a little bit taste of the jasper. And he telling about how clear it is. He said, and I don't know if nobody else can look at it. When you start thinking about gold, you know, talking about, I ain't talking about that hoop now. When you start talking about pure gold, you know, talking about, I'm talking about something that's going to tarnish. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about something that you can, it's so pure that when you look at it, it's like looking through a clear glass. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And it got cleaned up. You can see right through it. And God let them see this here. And I want to be careful when I tell you this. Don't you know God know about this construction before he even presented to John? He knew that he had to be in the spiritual man to see this here. He couldn't look at it in the natural man, because we read the other day that if I tell you earthly things, he said, how I'm going to tell you heavenly things, and you struggle with the earthly things I'm trying to tell you, Nicodemus. He said, I'm trying to tell you some spiritual thing, you're going to be misunderstood that even though you're a teacher. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You're a master, and you don't understand this. Mm-hmm. That's why when we teach it and we preach it, we have to be careful when we bring the scripture out so the people can understand. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this. He said, in the foundation of the wall of the city is God. He said, all matters of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper. The second was sapphire. He said the third one, I'm going to get this one pretty good. Y'all with me? Y'all stay with me? He said, Chalcedon. Is that right about it? Y'all, is that getting close to it? I'm going to break this thing down.
Yes,
I got some information. He said, and the fourth was emerald. And he said the fifth was sardine. And the sixth was sardine. And the seventh was crystallite. And the eighth was beryllium. And the ninth was topaz, and the tip was, he said, was crystal surpass, and the 11 was, he said, jasar, and the 12 was emma. Now let me back up. Jasper, green like rock. Sapphire was sky blue spot green. He said the green stone was like a green, like a peacock tail. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said the emerald was green as all green as you could ever see. And he said, when you look at the sapphire, he said the difference of the shade of the color was like a light red and brownish breaking with white background. I mean, he get to see all this here. He get to see these emeralds, these stones. And as he's looking at them, all of them changing color. Come walk with me for a minute. He's getting to see this in the spiritual realm. And when he's seeing this here, these stones are radiant, like when it's shining like gold. And when he look at one of them, the burl, he said it's like a sea of blue of sky, and then a sea of green stone when he's looking off into it. And I don't know about you, I can imagine him standing there watching each one of them, and all of them got their different colors. And God letting them see the different stages in that. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, one day, help me, Holy Spirit, that you and I are going to be able to see the same stone that John looking at right now. And God going to let us see how it's so transparent. It's the street of gold like it was. And he going to let us see this. And I don't know when you're going to rejoice. I'm already rejoicing right now, because I know.
No.
But John seen that soon, one day, God going to let us all see it. And I love how he did it, because he letting the angels show him this here. Somebody needs to show you the way to God. And when they show you the way to God, you have to take that initial step. It doesn't record like this in the Bible. But let me say that if you just take one step to God, help me, Holy Spirit, and let him do the rest. But allow me to say this here. Don't wait until it's too late. Somebody said, when is it too late? When the blood is not running warm in your veins. Some of us have more time behind us than we do God before us. You 70, right?
Say that.
That's what? That'd be 140 years. You 60, right? That'll be what? 120 years. 50, you know, that might sound like a number you forget. That'll be what? 100 years. You 40. That might be a number you get, 80, you know. We're looking at that, but God got a day for all of us in this. And John is getting us prepared to see this in time. He's bringing to us right now so we can see what he's seeing, because he's written it down. That's why I love how he finished it out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When he finished it out, he said, just like that, in the 12 grapes was 12 pearls, even the servant of the God was one of the pearls. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the street, as I said in the book, his city was pure gold, and it was transparent glass, and I saw no temple there. He said, for the Lord God Almighty, he said, the Lamb are the temple of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, in the city had no need the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. He said, the Lamb in the lighting thereof. Boy, I love this book. You don't have to worry about having a candle, my brothers and sisters. You don't have to worry about having a light, my brothers and sisters, because Jesus and God are going to provide all this. The scripture, if we read it real carefully, and when we stand before God and we see him up there, that the sun and the moon don't need no need to put them to shine. Because they're going to give us all the light that we need. I don't know about how you feel about it, but I'm so glad that we are the light of this world. The Bible tells us we're the light of the world. Scripture makes it so plain for us to stay with it, because he wants us to know that when people see us, he said, and this is what he told us now, he said, you are the light of the world. The city that sits on the hill cannot hide. He said, neither do a man light a candle and put it on a candlestick and give it a light unto all that are in the house. He said, let your light shine before man, that they may see your good work and glorify your Father. Your Father, which is in heaven. He don't want us to take his, some people be lifted, right? But he told them, when they see you, you tell them, and I'm going to tell you how this is. This is how we use it. You tell them it is the Lord. And meaning when you say this, when they hear you or they hear your comment or they hear you helping them, you tell them it is the Lord. You tell them that it is God, because God only wants to get glorified in all our works. And with everything we do, we point it right back to God, because we know that without God, we can do nothing. We know that God is the reason for all of this here. We know the Spirit of the Lord will have to come in. And when he come in, help me, Holy Spirit, and when he do come in, he makes a way that you can't say that you are the one have done it. I know you did the good studying. I know you can sing. I know you may be very charismatic with how you convey it out. But brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit comes, it moves us out the way. And then people can understand when the Holy Spirit comes, because they have the Holy Spirit. They can understand when it's not real. They can understand when someone is coming straight from God's heart. That's why when he said there will be no need for no lamb, oh, help me, because the lamb will be the light thereof. And the nation of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the king of the earth bring forth the glory of honor into it. And the gates of it should not shut up all by day, for there shall be no nights there. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they shall bring the glory and honor of, what he said, into the nation. I want to say something. I want you to understand when I say this here. This place that John is seeing right now, and he's writing down in the thing, it takes a strong spirit to sit in this presence, because he is in the presence of the Almighty God in Jesus. He's seeing this. And with seeing that, brothers and sisters, he had to be able to communicate this and write it down to let us see what he's seen. Oh, him. He communed with him. So this consummation, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because it's going to happen, y'all. This consummation of God's kingdom. When he come back and get us, he's going to confirm it through the blood of Jesus. And I love this. Yeah. Jesus is going to be the one that could withstand all our wrong. And when God sees us, then we can be able to stand before him because of Jesus. Not because of our goodness, but because of what Jesus done on Calvary. I must finish this, because the only body get to sit in his presence is the one with the scriptures just finna say. He said, and there is no wise enter into any of these things defile. He said, neither whatsoever work abomination or making lies. Well, that lie must be a powerful thing, brothers and sisters. He said, but they that which are rich in the Lamb, Book of Life. That's it, Doc. the one who written in the book of life, the one who named in the book of life. Somebody said, how do we know our name is the book of life? When you make him your Lord, when you choose him today, say you believe that he died and rose. You believe God has raised him out of the grave. This is how you got your name put in that book. Then you can, and my brother will be careful, that you can get that thing, it'll start dimming, Brother Williams. It'll start dimming, Reverend Henry, if you start living contrary to what you already repent from. If you go back to your old ways, you can get it pulled out. But long as you got the blood, long as you believe in the death and resurrection, and you start walking into what you believe in, God will have you in this book, and he won't blot you out. But if you're not, you will be in that second death. You will be judged of the work you have done if you haven't repented from it. So I thank God for this word. I thank him for the Holy Spirit. I know it was written. I had to get it out, you know. I had to get it out so we could convey it to
you.
But I want you to be in prayer with us with it, because God is dealing with the church in the last days. And in the last days, that he's coming back for a church, and we believe we are this church. When you pass by the mirror and you look in the mirror, you are the church. You're looking at yourself. You are the temple of the Lord. You know, receive God. Keep him with you. If you find yourself falling away somewhere, and you find yourself messing up somewhere, get back on board. Ask God for forgiveness and get back in this thing, because it is not how you fall. It's how you get up. The only reason you would not make it into this one here, he gave us a few things just then by being a whoremonger, by being a liar. But really what block you out of this heaven is this here. Because you can repent for that. If you can repent for that. Can I say it again? You can repent for that. But if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, blaspheme the Holy Ghost, the Bible said there's no repentance for that. He said you can blaspheme me, but don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Oh, heaven.
Yeah.
So when you hear God, and you see God, and he's talking to you, you hear him through the word as you're reading it, or you hear it through this everyday life. Know that God sees us all, and he knows us all. No man can fool God. It doesn't matter how long you've been on this earth. God knows all of our life, and he knows everybody's end date. He knows everybody's date. Everybody got a date, and we're going to leave that. We're going to leave it just like that. May God bless you and keep you. Always my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God today for his blessing and rich word. Oh, praise the Lord. We still got a chance. While the blood is yet running warm in your veins, you still have a chance.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You still have a chance. And thank God for his an abundance of mercy and grace and showing us what we yet have before us. Children, don't lose sight. Don't lose sight of our goal. Heaven is our goal. Every day. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We have things that we're striving for, we read about, what we'll be able to see through
it.
What God allowed John to peep over and come and pin it to us. But like I said, he was carried away in the spirit. Let you know that God is still blessing if you be spiritual. Oh, hallelujah. He'll take you someplace if you be spiritual. Praise the Lord. We thank him for his blessing. Thank him for his blessing.
God. Thank you,
for the point of our services, you want to tell God thank you for the lesson.
Thank you,
if you want to just praise the Lord. If you have a question on the lesson, we hear. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
But we thank him.
Yes.
We thank him for what? We have experienced. Praise the Lord. Each and every time you read the word of God, that's an experience. Oh, praise the Lord. If you have time to open up to God, that's an experience. Praise
Amen.
Lord. You'll be made better. But I like about the word because it washes us. The word cleanses
yes.
us.
Yes.
The word gives you strength. Praise the Lord. Yep. That's all. That Almighty God is so wonderful. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Really.
You open Ray up, Brother Mike, you open if you'd like to share. You open. Praise the Lord.
Just thanking God. Thanking God for his grace and his mercy. And, you know, this lesson is to be able to imagine what John saw is just unfathomable. I mean, we just can't even, you know, the thing about it is, yeah. I was kind of thinking, yeah, well, you know, we shouldn't be surprised. But you know what? We are still going to be taken back by the magnificence of what God, because it's one thing to read about it and see it in the Word and feel it in your spirit, but to see it, to be there, hallelujah, God, and to know, thank you, God, for letting me see this for myself.
Yes,
thank you, God. Truly is the mighty God that we serve. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. We thank God. As we're not seen. No, praise the Lord.
My brothers, good evening. As always, you want to just tell God thank you for the word today. My brother said when a word go out, at some point in time, certain word goes out, there's just nothing to say. Bless that you all continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I continue to pray for you all, that God continue to bless us to be able to have these services and hear his word. You know, the Bible has told us that he's a spirit and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the only way you're going to do that is you must believe that he is just what he say he is. So you all pray for me as I pray for you. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Brother
the Lord.
Deeply. I enjoyed myself today. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, Revelation, you know, a lot of folks don't want to tap into it, you know. But when you are in Christ, man, when you really love God, you don't have to fear it like someone that don't know, you know. Because we
That's
believe
right.
this is what we get prepared for with John seeing. We get, like Brother Michael said, Reverend Michael saying, Brother Dean was saying, you yourself, this is what we get prepared for. We're not doing this to stay here. We're doing this because we know there's a home that we get built for us. And we're going to get to sit in a mansion. If you ain't never been in a mansion, you know, with many rooms in it, you got one for you. You know, you got one for you. You know, and I don't
and
know,
if it
I
was not
believe.
So, he wouldn't have told you.
There you go. And then, you know, and I love that because he knew some going to doubt. You know, some going to doubt.
That's it.
You know, and I love how I'm that type of minister, right? I just love using reference. You know, I love using Bible. You know what I'm talking about? I love to add the story, to knit it together. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and try to convey it so God's word said it is written. You know what I mean? You know, then when he let me do some expounding, he do that too as well. But I love the word because Jesus said it is written. It is written, you know. You know, and that's what it stayed in my heart ever since I've been teaching and preaching, man. Just I know the word is going to be the one to correct people. But then I know the word is not a condemning word because Jesus, he told Jesus, he didn't send Jesus here to condemn the word. He sent Jesus here to save the
world.
To make me saved, yeah. And that's what we should do. Only Jesus is going to be the one judge. You know what I'm talking about? On that order. Because I'm right about it. He's going to be the one to separate the right and the wrong. He's the only one that's able to do it. No man – they said, can you find anybody to open this book? No one can step up and open that book up but him. And right now, even he sitting there don't know when he's going – when God gonna allow him to do this here. But when he does, that second death, you don't wanna be in that second death. You wanna be in that first resurrection. You wanna be that have an opportunity to get in that first resurrection, you need to know him now. Don't wait till he start coming down, and brothers and sisters, I'm just praying for him. I might be wrong, y'all can hear me now. You know, I ain't no scholar by none. But once we see him coming down, and you say, "Now I believe," I really think that's gonna be too late.
Come on now,
I really think they're gonna be too late. I really think that's gonna be too late. You need to do it now. You need to go through the suffering now. You need to go through the persecution now. You need to go through the trial now. See, Jesus went through something so you and I can go through something. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why I say that? Because Jesus, when he got pierced in his side, life, you see the water and blood came out, that symbolizes for us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It symbolizes us. What he took from us, the nail in his feet, the nail in his hand, the crown with 2-inch thorns pushed in his head, blood running down, 39 lashes, that he took for us. That's why we can disturb him now. Then when he comes to us, watch this here. Well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few things, but come on up. Lahai, I'm gonna make you a minister. I don't know what you're gonna be in the ministry, but I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm telling you right now. I do. Some of us, he gonna have us in some different positions, man. I just really believe it. Cause look how he got the angels around him. Look how he got the 24 elders around him. I don't want to get back in this, man. Let me leave that alone. I've been got back in there. Just look what he got in there, though. Look what he has for store for us. You know, and that's why we label not to get ourselves on it in there. We want everybody to come. We trying our best to do this like that anybody can make it in. And making it in, we want to be that one that holds somebody's hand along the way. You know, you never know somebody might have to hold your hand, Brother Mike, Brother Rev, Brother D. You never know. Somebody might have to grab your hand one day and say, "Man, don't do that, brother. Man, don't do that, sister. You know, that it ain't worth that, you know. Don't do it, you know. Because life is so short, man, and we can get ourselves in some situation in life that nothing can get us out but God.
Come on.
Nothing but God. So try God. Stay with God. And know this here, it's worth the work. We're going to be all right. And I don't like when they use that, like death. Death is not a period. It's eternal life thing. You're going to be either eternal life in heaven or you're going to be eternal in hell.
In the hell.
It is
your choice. Man to choose.
Yeah, choose the day. You won't say?
My brother, I heard you say something a few minutes ago. You know, you said you need to suffer now. All my teaching, he said, all that way, all the teaching, understanding, all of my understanding of heaven is there's not going to be any suffering there. So you got to go through your suffering here. Not going to be any suffering
right
there. It's going to be all happening out of there. So if you don't suffer here, you know you're not going there. You're not going there.
Yeah, you'll suffer another way.
That's right. He said, when he said choose ye this day, he told you whether you choose heaven or hell. You know, he's giving you the choice. I've said this to many people, and I'll say again, I truly believe that there are going to be some that think that they have that magical excuse, that miracle lie, that they're going to be able to tell
God. Come on.
But don't you your thoughts today being thirsty, whatever the day might be. Don't you know God know your thoughts 25 years from today?
Come on.
30 years
from
today. He already know what you're thinking before you thought it. So how you going to fool it? But I truly believe some think there's some going to believe that they got that miracle out of tell God. But his word is true.
And he said, depart from me, for I know you not. But that's all you're going to hear. So if you think you're not going to get it right here, sister and brother, you definitely not going to have a chance of it to get it right. God, I give you. You in your second do-over right now. We're in our second do-over. He gave us our second. Yeah. We don't have a third one. Contrary to what man may believe, there's not going to be a third one. He's coming back. He's going to put one foot on the sea and one foot on the land. And it's going to be judgment time here. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes. Mm. I enjoyed you today. Ooh, I enjoyed you.
God bless you, man.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, brother, we've been here. You know, if it be God's will. You know, if it be God's will.
Amen. Amen.
We'll probably be back on Monday. If it be God's will, we'll try to do that next chapter. That next chapter, unless you do something else different. But I believe we need to go to that next chapter, Revelation 22.
Mm-hmm.
If it be God's will, we'll try to get back in it. You know, try to keep on doing what we do, you know. Just keep spreading God's word and keep spreading His love, you know. And I just believe it's a church for anybody, you know. Just trying to find you somewhere where God is not. I mean, where He's ever present at, you know. Somebody said, "What are you talking about?" Well, sometimes people hinder God from coming in, you know. So what I'm saying to you know it too. Because God's not gonna be there with no foolishness, man. He's not gonna be nowhere where that confusion is, you know. God, He'll move that if He had to move the. Watch this here. If He had to move the pastor, because the church ain't gonna go no farther than pastor. I know him right about it. Because He's the angel of the church, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
That's what the scripture is telling us right now. That God is putting the angel there, and that angel has got to present them to watch this here to God with the help and the presence of God, of Jesus Christ. That's what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
And then He's going to tell us one day, brothers. He going to say, "What did you say when you had a chance?"
Mm-hmm.
He's going to tell us that. What did you say when you had a chance?
Amen.
You know, so I don't want to be guilty. I didn't say nothing. I won't be guilty. I try my best to give them what you gave to me to them. That he might say, "Well, Eric, you should have said this. Eric, you should have said that." You know, the Lord look up to heaven and say, "Lord, forgive me." But we often say that before we leave, if anybody want prayer, or if anybody needs help in that area, we're here to pray right now. If you don't know the Lord, if you're falling short, we want to pray with you on that too. You know, either way, we want to show you or even be with you and hold your hand to show you you have a brother. It will pray with you. You have brothers and sisters on the line will pray with you right now. Now that's what you need. That's what the ministry is about. We have to open it up for you to come in. All you got to do, if you ain't never done it before, is hit the one on your phone, and it'll say you're now in the host queue. It will open it up, but you don't have to tell us a bit if you don't want to. God knows. The Holy Spirit will make intercessory for us when we don't know. It'll do it every time, you know. So we believe in the Holy Spirit over here. We believe the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. We believe the Holy Spirit will bring things back to remember. Matter of fact, we believe the Holy Spirit will convict you to come to Jesus as you are. Come to Jesus as you are and watch God do the rest. Watch Him do the rest. Because He's been a good God to us. Everybody on the phone, especially the ones that are speaking right now, He's been real good to all of us. Because we ain't what? We are not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed of the gospel. You know, there's enough people here. If I missed some while ago, there's enough people here could prayerfully straighten it out. You know, tell me, prayerfully that God get it out. You know, if He didn't, y'all keep praying for us. You know, we thank you for your coming out. We often say 5 o'clock Monday and 5 o'clock Thursday Central Time. Eastern Time is 6. Come. And keep us in prayer if you don't do nothing else.
Yes.
Keep us in prayer. You know, because we do know there's a storm out by the
mm-hmm.
ocean, and it's moving this away. My soul
mm-hmm.
is tired, but I'm aching in Jesus. And drift away, drift away. Y'all might catch that later.
mm-hmm.
Y'all might catch that a little later.
Yes, sir.
Your soul not anchored. You were sure to drift
yeah.
away.
Drift away.
Yes, right.
Come on. You already know, don't you?
Surely. Drift away. Anchored in Jesus.
Anchored
yeah.
in Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, brother, one of you brothers can pray, you know. It's all, you know.
Praise God. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father God, for the revealing of the vision. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. Bless us, Father God, that we stay in your spirit. Oh, Father God, that you may one day carry us away in spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to have a right to the tree of life, that we may practice, hallelujah, even our long suffering, Father God, for we know if we suffer, we will reign with you. Keep us near the cross. Keep us, Father God, with health and strength. Father God, that we may do the best we can while we can. Keep us in the will, Lord God. Bind in the hindering spirit that would try to pull us away. But, Father God, keep us near thy bosom in Jesus' name. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that would take this word within your heart, Father God. Keep it, Father God, that they will meditate on it, that we may
yeah.
nourishment unto the spirit. Oh, Father
yeah.
God, thank
God.
You. Can't tell you. We can't thank you enough, Father God. We lift our
yeah.
hearts. We lift our hands.
Yeah.
As you lift our spirits, Father God. Oh, Father God, as we be in heavenly places with you because of the meditation that you allow us to go into, we thank you for you as your manifestation of your Holy Spirit rain down with honor, Father God. Let it rest, rule, and abide with us and keep us as we go forth from this place, but never from thy presence. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that came expecting to hear from you. And we thank you, Father God, as you spoke to our hearts today. In Jesus' name, Father God, again, we pray for any bereaved at heart. We pray for any, Father God, that even struggling, hallelujah, spiritually struggling, financially struggling, waiting for a healing, waiting for deliverance. Oh, Father God, loosen the shackles that may bind and hold someone. Let them, hallelujah, make a good decision in making you their choice, hallelujah. If it don't look clear to them, Father God, clear it up for them. Hallelujah. Take care of their special needs in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus we pray.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Worship the Lord. I worship him.